You're listening to Phil Henry on Coast to Coast PM. To talk with Phil from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Here in the studio, dial 1-800-449-8686. Or if you want to talk to yourself, dial toll-free 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Henry Show here, and you heard the numbers, and that was Ross Mitchell, the announcer for the Art Bell Show. And that was a parting gift that we're forever grateful for from Art and his staff. And Ross Mitchell, who did the announcing on the Art Bell Show, now doing it for us for free. I mean, well, he gave us, what, four or five cuts. We're milking that for all it's worth. And if it's getting old, guess what? You're going to hear another 3-4 years of it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Oh, like, here comes some phone calls. I bet you got the name wrong. Is your guy's name Ross Mitchell? They hanging up? Nobody? Is that the name, Mike? Did I get the name right? You don't know? As far as you know, it's right. All right. 1-800-449-8686. We did a hour yesterday with Charlie LaFountain, whose daughter is getting married at the end of June. This is June. This is wedding month. We took a call earlier, just before we went on the air, from a young woman who wants to go on with us. Your name is Colleen? Colleen, are you there?
Yes, Phil.
Okay, Colleen, now, tell me the story here. Your fiancé gave you a ring. By the way, a member of our staff, Melissa Morgan, is to be married. She is to be married. She received a ring, I think, that her boyfriend sent back because she wanted a different setting.
Well, this is really not about that. This is about, I think it's really about love. Excuse me for...
You okay there?
Yeah, this is really about love and how well someone understands you. And I think that's important when you're giving a woman that you're going to marry a ring.
Well, what happened? Did he give you...
Well, my fiancé's name is, and I don't know if I should say it.
What is it? Just his first name?
His name's Neil.
Okay.
Basically, Phil, he gave me an engagement ring, and it was very embarrassing. It was not what I had wanted. It was not what I had asked for. And it was really heartbreaking in a lot of ways, because I really think that you, if you love someone, you know them. And if you know them, you know the little nuances and the little signals that they send.
And how old are you?
I'm 26.
You're 26, and your fiancé is how old?
He's 31.
What does he do?
Well, right now he is in investment banking, but we're hoping to own our own business in a couple of years.
All right, so he gave you a ring. What was...
Well, it was a little surprising, because I really think that he cares about me, but he gave me...
What did he give you, dear? Give me the specifics.
Well, it was something. It was 2 carats, a platinum band, not a Tiffany setting, not baguettes. It's not a Harry Winston. It was really so without any forethought and so without any feeling. I really thought I knew this guy. And here he sticks this thing in front of me. You know, so it bothered me.
It bothered you because it was not the ring.
Here's, Phil, what I really think love is. And I really know that a lot of girls out there would agree with it. I think that love is knowing that person, knowing the things they like, knowing the things that they want. And
so when he got two carats on a platinum band.
He totally misread me. He totally misread my feelings. You know, and the problem was that it was going to be a beautiful night. He was going to give it to me at a beautiful restaurant. And
where were you guys going?
We were going over to Gladstone's on PCH. It was going to be a beautiful night, and it's really, really romantic, and I really was really looking forward to it, and he really, really just, you know, you think you know someone, and then they drop this bombshell on you.
All right, so the evening set up like this, Colleen.
Yes.
You went out to Gladstone's for fish at Sunset and PCH. Is that a place that you guys think...
Phil, a girl pictures her wedding her whole life in a ring, too. That's what I wanted to call your show and talk about. You know, she really pictures her wedding as being something special.
And all right, well, but let's set this up. Neil takes you out to Gladstone's for fish.
Yes.
And you're sitting there, and you guys, that's your favorite romantic restaurant, huh?
We really love it there at Gladstone's. You can sit outside and order, you know, a nice seafood dinner. It's just beautiful.
All right, so you went outside, and he presented the ring, and it was what?
It was just very disappointing.
It was what specifically, though?
It was a couple of carats. Nothing really to write home about. It was a platinum band. I had specifically sent, you know, he knew that I loved Tiffany settings. He knew that I wanted a baguette.
All right, I don't know how a man knows those things.
Well, Phil...
Hold on, I want to give our number out. 1-800-449-8686. This is Colleen, whose boyfriend, fiancé, got her a ring, a disappointing engagement ring.
I really felt as if I was being betrayed, and that's the thing that really bothered me the most. The betrayal, that he wouldn't know me. And the tough part, Phil, and I really want to say this with all of my heart, is that I love him, but I didn't feel like I could be with him. And that's when I reached out to Tim, who is his friend. And
now, Mike Schaefer tells me that you had talked to Tim. He's Neil's best friend, right?
Yes. Tim and Neil are very close. And I went over to his house, and we talked. And for the first time, I guess, in a long time, I felt like I could talk to someone. He held me because I just wanted to be held. And
well, okay, so the guy gave you a bad ring, and you felt betrayed because he should have known better, right?
Yes.
And I know that there are a lot of women, a lot of men who feel that they can sense each other's energy, they can sense each other's wants.
If you're really, really in love, Phil, and I really believe this.
Yes.
Everything you like immediately is transmitted to him. You don't have to say anything. I remember one time he asked me if he should pull the car over so I could be sick because I get car sick going down Malibu Canyon. And I said, oh, my God, that's exactly how I was feeling. So that's really what I was talking about.
So he can intuit certain?
Yes, he can feel certain things.
1-800-449-8686, Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I don't understand what you're complaining about, lady. 2 carats. I mean, good God, that ring is huge.
I really was expecting a 2.5 carat. I did not want a platinum band. I wanted something, you know, that took a little effort.
A little effort? Do you know how long it took to save, to pay for a 2-carat ring? I mean, that's pretty ungrateful. I mean, isn't it the thought that counted?
Well, the thought that counts. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Give your wife a really bad engagement ring. I'm sure she's not going to be happy.
I gave my wife an engagement ring that wasn't even close to 2 carats.
What did you give her? How many carats?
1.
Oh, my God. And she was okay with that?
She loves it. She loves me. She doesn't love
one carat.
The ring.
2 carats
is... She loves me.
2 carats is like, I don't know, but I figure 2 carats at about 15 G's. I mean, what do you think?
I have no idea.
If he loves me, he's going to get me what I want. If he really, really loves me.
If you really, really loved him, you would accept the ring wholeheartedly.
But you don't understand. It proves...
No, you're right. I don't understand.
Okay, here's what I'm trying to say. It proves that he does not have that intuitive sense for my inner self.
No, it proves
he doesn't know what I want.
A selfish woman, and that not only that, but all men don't give a damn about, you know, ring sizes, ring cuts. They don't understand them.
No, but
they
women
haven't
do.
Been
it's
dreaming
really important.
Of them since they were 5 years old.
It's really important to women. And what about the time he pulled over when I was going to be car sick? The reason why I bring that up, what about that? I was going to be car sick, and he knew it.
And he did. I didn't catch that part of the program.
I was going to be car sick because I get car sick going down Malibu Canyon Road. And he knew it intuitively, and he pulled over. And I remember I leaned out of the door, and I was vomiting.
That's a different thing. He knew you were going to throw up in his car.
No, what I'm saying is he knew intuitively that I was going to vomit. He loves me, and he knew that I was going to be sick. Don't you get it?
No, I don't. Wait a minute.
I think that what the man's saying here is, first of all, how can a guy not miss the fact that you're going to puke? Did you say anything?
No, I didn't. I was going to hold it. I knew he had rubber mats. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, oh, my God. You know, he loves me, and he intuited that
you don't have to.
He loves you, but yet you can't get beyond the fact that the man dropped, an estimated 15 G's on the ring.
15 G's is what I figured.
Think is crap.
Now, let me ask you something. You said you went over to his friend's house.
Yeah, I just wanted to be held. I really needed to be held. And
did you have sex with him?
You know something, Phil? It wasn't sex. We made sweet love. We made very sweet love.
You cheated on this guy.
If he'd understood what I wanted, and if he knew and cared about me, this never would have happened.
Lady, nobody understands what you want.
My fiancé, Neil, should have. But instead, yes, we made sweet and beautiful love, Phil. It wasn't sex. It wasn't vulgar. It was something I needed. Do you know what a woman needs when she needs to be held, sir?
Do I?
Yes.
Yes, I'm held by my loving wife every night.
But my
because
wife,
she has no selfish hang-ups.
She what?
She has no selfish hang-ups about her engagement ring. She knew it came from the heart. She knew I put every ounce of effort I could into getting her that
you
ring.
You cheated on this guy because he didn't get your ring.
I wanted to be held.
You cheated on him with his best friend because he didn't give you the Harry Winston diamond that you wanted.
Well, what am I supposed to do when I want to be held? No answers from either one of you.
Lady, you are gonzo. You understand that?
I wanted to be
you
held.
You need to seek psychological help. Some major issues.
Hey, Neil gave me a 2-carat ring, but Tim gave me a 2.5-carat mushroom head. And from my way of thinking...
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. A 2.5-carat mushroom head. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Calling you in the car?
Yeah, Phil, I'm listening to you, and I really wanted to call Neil up and have him listen in, but he is working right now.
But you have admitted that your fiancé, Neil, gave you the wrong kind of engagement ring.
If you really love a woman, you'll know what she wants, and you'll be able to intuit it, too. And he really didn't know. You know, and...
All right, but you went over to his best friend's house and you had sex.
We made love, Phil, and it was sweet love, and it was what I needed. I needed to be held, and I needed to be caressed, because I had been dealt really a bitter, bitter disappointment. You don't understand women. If you understood women, you'd know they want the right kind of engagement ring.
All right, well, we have a woman and a few of them hanging on the line here, 1-800-449-8686. I will tell you this much. I went with my wife when we bought our engagement ring. Stamford on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
To this woman. I just recently got married, and I cannot believe how self-centered and selfish
this woman
is. Well,
what did he get you?
My husband got me a 2.5-carat ring, and he saved his money, and I could not believe in a million years that he would ever get me that kind of a ring.
Was it in the Tiffany setting? Did it have baguettes?
No.
Gold, band, or platinum?
It's actually white gold.
You
it's
need
not
to
even
know.
Platinum.
You need to know exactly what he got. Then you know whether he loves you or
loves
you're just
me because of a ring.
Well, if you're just one more girl he's throwing jewelry at.
Well, let me ask Colleen, what kind of a ring did you want?
Oh my God. 3.5 carat Tiffany setting with baguettes, Harry Winston diamond, gold band. I know exactly what I wanted.
That's unbelievable.
What's wrong with that?
This is such a self-centered world we live in.
Wait a second. There's nothing pathetic with knowing what you want. And if he loves you, he knows you. You know?
He knew me. And
how well
does
he know
you? I would have been happy with whatever he got me. But the thing was,
what did you want?
He got me so beautiful, I couldn't believe how sweet of a man.
So that's what you wanted?
And this guy actually took you out to dinner before?
Oh, he took
your favorite restaurant?
He took me to my favorite restaurant, Gladstone's for Fish. It's on Sunset right at PCH. And then he drops this abomination in a box on me. Right
oh,
after
my
I
God,
eaten.
Honey.
Right
please,
after I
you're
eaten.
Lucky he didn't give you a boot in the butt.
You know something?
Like that ring.
I thought he knew what I wanted is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but you're
he
basing that.
He knew that you wanted him. You wanted him to the rest of your life to be married and happy.
If he loved me and he knew what I wanted, as I thought he did that day that I threw up, then I would know.
You're basing his ability to intuit what you want on the fact that you puked. That you got car sick.
What about your boyfriend?
My husband, does he intuitively know?
Does he intuitively know? Like, you know, it's a really good test. Does he intuitively know when you have a heavy flow? I almost lost my lobster when I saw that joke for a ring. I really did. I was having the lobster fajitas.
I have a hard time believing that. I mean... And then you go and
what were you
sleep
eating?
With his friend? That's unbelievable. I mean,
I could never
in a million years do that to somebody.
I needed to be held.
You're
and
self-centered.
You really are.
I can't believe
it. I'm not self-centered. He disappointed me. Let me ask you, and this
so
is
So you communicate with him that he disappointed you. You don't go and cheat on him
you
with
know
his
one
best
thing,
friend.
If
and
he
he's
knows,
really not his best friend either. I mean, he's a crook.
Oh, absolutely. As a slop.
Does he intuitively know exactly where to place, you know, when he's there, does he know where to put his tongue?
His tongue?
Does he?
We
huh?
have great love making.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the kind
it's
of
great.
Intuitive. Yeah,
but
Kim
you know
knew.
What?
Neil doesn't.
I had to tell him in the beginning what I liked, and we communicated.
He didn't intuitively...
Any guy to sleep with because
wait a second,
the guy's
wait.
Not making you have an orgasm.
Wait a second. You mean the first time you made love, you didn't have wave after wave of orgasm and he intuitively knew where to touch you?
Of course not.
Oh, my God.
That's not in the
oh
real world.
Oh, my God. You're
when
kidding.
What's in the real world is communication.
Do you know that Kim...
and caring.
I'm going to tell you something, just woman to woman, because you'll understand this. Kim licks like a one-year-old Cocker Spaniel. I mean... Holy Christ.
But maybe you got to
talk
to him about that.
Wait a second.
What?
You
got
to talk to him. You teach the man.
What do you mean I got to talk to him? You know something? This is California, honey. Okay?
Honey, I live in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Okay,
right.
We're not going to get into some regional thing here. What I'm asking you is, you're going to sit there and make love to his best friend.
Believe me, I wasn't sitting there making love to anything, Phil. And if Neil really loved me, he'd really, really know what I like, and he'd really, really know what makes me orgasm. And he'd really, really...
Okay, he'd really know. 1-800-4-1-year-old Cocker Spaniel. Here is Norwalk on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Norwalk, yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say, look, I think you're pretty shallow, lady, because...
I don't think I'm shallow. I really love
you
him.
You are. You're materialistic. You have a premonition of what you want. Did the guy know? Did you actually come out and tell him?
I don't have to. When people...
Why not? I mean, the guy doesn't have a crystal ball. I'm speaking from a man's perspective. Any relationship that I've had, the woman has told me what I want. If I did something wrong, or if I got her a gift she didn't like, well, we talked about it. Maybe I went back...
Don't you think a man should bring the same intuition from the bedroom to the jewelry store? I do. You don't?
All right, hold the line. Hold the line. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
What
sorry.
What I was saying before is, look, the only intuition
this
guy was lacking was to realize ahead of time that you're materialistic and you're basing a love, you're basing a lifetime on a ring that you had a notion of getting.
Do you know women? Do you know women? Do you know how important rings are to women?
I do understand the importance of jewelry to women. Yes,
right.
I do.
And he knew I wanted a 3-carat with a Tiffany setting and baguettes.
You actually came out and told him.
Oh, my God. I mean,
Did you actually come out and tell him?
Why should I have to?
Why shouldn't you?
How could he know?
Guys don't think the way women do.
He
guys,
knew it.
They find a ring and they say, ooh, you know what? That looks really nice.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Like
How do you know, ma'am, that he knew you wanted a Tiffany setting?
Tiffany setting with baguettes, 3-carat.
How do you know?
Because I was looking at a picture of it in a magazine one day, and I looked up at him and he smiled. That tells me he knows.
Well, that might tell you that he thinks, well, yeah, I agree with you. That's a nice ring.
See?
But it's just, no. See? Nothing. Then when the guy goes ahead and he says, you know, I'm going to make this lifelong commitment. Let me go out and spend the time to find a ring. He obviously didn't go ahead and consult you because he probably didn't think he had to.
But this,
and buys you a ring, and you go ahead, you're basically spitting the guy's friend.
To sleep with his best friend.
What the hell is that over?
The guy
you
gives you...
one. Whack.
What am I supposed to do when Tim knew instinctively what I wanted? He knew he was hurting me.
Tim was looking to get laid, and you were right there spreading your legs for him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, nothing.
Oh, my God,
you
really
Tim's
going to
go ahead and play any game that he can because he's getting a piece of ass.
Right, and not only that, but this is his best friend. So this Neil dude...
what kind of friend is he?
Got to look into his pal Tim doing that. And what do you mean you clenched him off?
Bill.
God.
Yeah, go.
Thank you, sir, for your call. Sherman Oaks on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
You know something? It's really indicative of how men don't understand women.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? This woman, she is appalling to me. And, you know, I really hope that your fiancé is listening to this whole conversation.
Oh, we talked about it.
And that he dumps you just as fast as a fly because you do not deserve to have any kind of man. And I think you should go and hang out with this slime bag friend, Tim, because obviously you two would make the perfect couple because you don't understand what profound love is or don't consider anybody else's feeling except your own. How do you think your fiancé feels about what you did? First of all, he goes out and buys you a beautiful ring, and you don't even appreciate it.
It wasn't beautiful.
Second of all,
you go
and you're through his friend. You know what? You are disgusting and appalling, and that's all I have to say to
I'll tell you this, that Tim goes down Brown-Toed Road.
This woman,
I'd like to see you do that.
All right, well, let her respond. Let her respond, ma'am.
For 11 years, and I have
Tim
two beautiful children, and my diamond was only a carrot, but I didn't care because that is not even important in life.
Oh, my God, a carrot.
You know what?
God.
Your husband, your fiancé should just know that he is marrying a high-maintenance woman. He's never, ever able to keep up with you.
All right, hold on.
No matter what he gets you, it's never going to be good enough.
All right, hold on for a second. Let me have her respond to that. What did you...
Well, first of all, she's a woman. She should know that we all expect a nice ring.
I can't stay on the line anymore, but you
are... The ring that we wanted. Oh, I see. I have to listen to you, but you're too scared.
No, you are... You're
too scared to listen to me.
You are... No, you know what? I don't deserve the time.
All right, let me just ask you a question.
Once in your life...
Let me ask you one question. Does your fiancé...
I hope you think about what you're doing before you go to hell.
Does your fiancé...
Exactly where you will be going.
Does your fiancé go down Brown-Toed Road? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Hello, ma'am? Okay.
I bet you he does. And I bet you that's why she loves him. Brown-Toed Road, next off-ramp.
1-800-449-8686. Oceanside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Is that lady still there?
Yes, I'm right here. And all I'm trying to say is women have intuitions, too. Hello?
Yes, is the lady still there?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear her, ma'am, in Oceanside?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear the caller?
Yeah, the lady's still there.
right?
Yes, she is, and your car phone's breaking up, so hold the line for a minute here. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Okay. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Okay.
I just think it's really selfish of a lot of these women not to understand. They know how important it is.
Right. KLA, do you want to say anything?
Yes, Nadia?
Yeah, this is Nadia.
This is Nadia. I would like to talk to the lady.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Nadia. My name's Colleen Kristen.
Colleen.
Hi.
Hi. I was just wondering if you love
your... I'm 26. My boyfriend is
your boyfriend as much as you said.
Oh, you know what? I know what the problem is. Your radio's on, ma'am, in L.A.
Oh.
Yeah, your radio. You have to turn your radio down because we're on a 7-second delay.
Oh, okay.
Which enables us to dump things like the one that we should have dumped. I clenched him off.
No, okay. No.
You want me to call later?
Yeah, go. No, you're doing fine. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, but I don't hear her. I'm sorry.
I'm right here. Hello?
Okay. I just want to know if you love your boyfriend. How much do you love him?
I love him because I thought he knew me and knew what I wanted.
Okay, but do you love him, yes or no?
Do I love him after him dumping this 2-carat thing
on
me?
Do you love him, period?
Does he love my period? What?
Do you love him, yes or no?
Do I love him during my period?
Yeah.
Is that what you... During my period? No, I don't
love him.
No.
Do you love him, yes or no? That's an easy question.
Do I lust after him? Is that what you're asking?
Understanding my question.
No, I don't understand.
The simple question that I'm asking is,
if
you love him, you wouldn't go to bed with his best friend.
I wouldn't go to bed with his best friend, you're right, but I needed to be held because I'd just been shown
a 2-carat
diamond ring.
But that is a very skimpy excuse to fornicate.
Well, even if he was, I mean, we're talking about Johnny on the spot.
You know what? I've been married for 23 years.
23 years and you're 33?
Yes. I'm very happy.
No, she's 43.
Because I don't base my love on material things.
You
and
don't
maybe
bathe
that's what
your,
you have to learn.
You don't bathe your love?
I don't base my love on material things.
What do you mean you don't bathe your love?
She doesn't base her love, not bathe her love.
Do you bathe your husband?
No. I love my husband not because of material things.
I love him because of the way he is.
I
answered your questions. I think you should answer mine. Do you or do you not sponge bath your husband?
That is none of your business.
Oh, I see. But I have to answer your...
I think you're not getting the question. I'm just asking if you love him or not.
I think you're not getting the...
I do.
All right. I think that you're playing games with that caller. Studio City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Love and marriage are not based on rings. And if you're going to base your love and your marriage on a ring, you need to go find somebody that bases
your love. Well, you know you wanted
a
good ring when you got married. You know you wanted a good ring. All women do.
No, I want a good husband who's going to love me forever.
Oh,
and I really don't care about anal sex, honey. Get a job. Get a life.
You may not. You may not. But guess what? Tim,
you're playing games with this man's listeners. This is ridiculous.
No, all I'm saying is that Tim knew that he was creating pain.
Adios, freak. Adios.
Okay, see ya. You should try that anal thing, though. You sound like you need a little loosening down there.
All right. Anyway, good luck with that ring. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show, and I'd like to say...
Which ring? The one that goes around the...
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686.
When children see old people and they hear this sound, they run for a basement.
Children's attitude is based on warped situations like yourself, which you're creating. Okay, what you're doing is you're feeding this warped attitude.
What you're trying to do, Bobby, is every time they hear a siren, they go running,
exactly,
thinking an old person's going to be on them.
Well, it's true.
Well, you know what? I think it's a terrible, terrible thing. You know, there are some old people that like being around their grandkids. Some of them don't. You're right. Some of them would rather go on a cruise. And I don't even blame them. You figure they've raised their kids, they've done their time. But some like being around their kids, all right?
Phil, this doesn't have anything to do with whether grandparents want to be around their kids. This has to do with whether the kids want to smell Nana's B.O.
It has nothing to do with that. The Supreme Court ruling, which you're speaking of, You're taking it totally out of context. Okay,
what?
The ruling there was designed, had a whole different meaning whatsoever. Okay, what you've done is taken a piece of it and try to railroad it and try to believe everyone to think what you're doing is correct.
Will you stop playing with that siren?
And obviously that siren, yeah. What that tells me is that you're probably at an age, you're becoming senile.
A mental age of 3.
What did I do?
Oh, quit it. I'm sorry, sir, forgive me.
Again, within dealing with this mentality, she is exact. She's afraid of her own self.
What?
Okay, thank you very much. I think she is senile, and we'll go and maybe we can call up somebody. I think there's a new Alzheimer's medication. I don't know.
Phil Hendry.
Anyway. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Well, tonight is the, you going to watch the game tonight? I got to go to a deal, Lakers and Pacers tonight. Not that it means anything to the rest of the country. What are you looking at, man? Oh, you got the tube. Yeah, you're going to be rocking here with the refeed. And by the way, I want to mention to you, we have a very exclusive and very big interview with a celebrity coming up right after the news, right after our break at the top of the hour. In the next hour, a exclusive interview with a man who's been in the news prominently the last couple of days. We're very happy to bring that to you. That's coming up. That sort of reminded me of the... talking about sports reminded me of that. That'll be coming up next hour, exclusive interview with him. Anyway, the game is tonight. I can't watch the game. I got to go to some high school fundraiser for the kid. You know, Nick, he's our eldest, great guy. You want to know what a big baby I am? I can't stand being beaten by him in pool. God, it just bothers me. He's 14, I'm 47, and I want to cry when he beats me in pool. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, and maybe he wouldn't like me saying this. He's not a very good loser either, right? And he's the kind of guy that lords it over you, that he's won like 5, 6, 7. Right now he has the family record. He's won the last 12 pool games in a row. Actually, I beat him this morning. So he had won 12 in a row up to this morning. And, you know, last night I hear his mother and him, they're getting into it. They're shooting pool. This is all that goes on at my house, by the way. Just nonstop pool games now. So Maria takes him on last night. And he beats her again. We have a few breaks for food. What do you need, Mike? What's wrong, Mike? You're hearing a high-pitched noise? Well, maybe you're just in there squealing. You can't hear your own self squeal. Anyway, so we're taking a few breaks for food, but we're shooting all these pool games ever since we got the pool table. So last night, Maria is playing him, and I hear them getting into it because... You know, I guess she was upset, and she was crying that he couldn't be a better loser. Because when he loses, he blames other people. When he loses, he says it was their good luck that they won. When he loses, he says, well, he beat himself. He never could just say, you won, right? So she's in tears last night, and she's shooting pool with this guy, wanting badly to beat him, and she lost. So then I went in there and I said, you know something, Nick, you're going to learn in this world. I'm talking like a real moron, you know, like the stepdad. You're going to learn in this world that, when you go out for football this fall and some fullback runs right over you into the end zone, then how are you going to feel? You're going to realize that, you know, there is such a thing in this life. Everybody's got to lose. That's what teaches you how to win. That's what teaches you inner character. And I shoot pool with him. And he beats me last night. And I get so mad. He says to me, you still going to show me how to drive the truck tomorrow? Because he wants to learn a 5-speed. I go, maybe. And I slam the door and I split. I'm thinking, what a baby I am, right? I mean, I'm a major baby. So Maria goes back, plays him in another game of pool, and he beats her again. So finally I just said, you know something, man? When you lose, you're a real pussy. But when you win, you're like on top of the world. And so I was like angry, you know? So this morning I got up. What do you think's happening? Before anybody's out of bed, I get up. Maria's downstairs when they're shooting pool. 6:30 in the morning, they're shooting another game of pool. So now she's obsessed, as I am, because I came right in there, and I want to shoot a game of pool. We're going at this guy left and right. We're coming at him with all the guns blazing. She loses again. And I realized, you know what? I got to be the adult here. I says, come on over here. Let's play a game of pool, Nick. I want you to beat me again. I basically put it in those terms. Oh, Schaefer says that he's the man. All right, Schaefer, come on over to the house. You can start teaching him a couple of games. Maybe the only reason I beat him this morning is because he wants to learn to drive. Yeah, that could be. Because I did. I finally beat him this morning, and I busted his 12-game winning streak. And at the end of the game, I just said to him, good game. You're a good pool player. It was my way of saying, you know, I'm really sorry for being a big, fat baby. And he, you know, for his part, told me to shove it where the sun doesn't shine, and he wouldn't learn the five-speed with me if we were learning the tango. Because I'm teaching the kid how to drive on a five-speed, by the way, on a stick shift, you know, so that when he learns how to drive that, then he can learn how to drive any car. Because I don't want to have happen to him what happened to me when I took Maria out our very first date together. I'm in my five-speed truck. We go to Santa Anita for the big cap. I told a story before, and this clown is parking the cars over there at Santa Anita. He don't know how to drive a five-speed. The kid comes back after 10 minutes. I go, did you find my car? He goes, yeah, I can't drive it. Why? It's a stick shift. Now, let me ask you a question. Since when do they hire valets, guys that park cars who don't know how to drive them? This is a new concept for me. I thought that when you park cars for a living, you got to learn how to drive one first. This cat comes back and says, I can't drive your car. So anyway, I said, you're going to learn how to drive a car. I can't let him rolling around in the automatic, but I said, you're going to go up there, you're going to learn how to drive that stick, and then you'll rock and roll, okay? But in order for me to teach you how to drive the truck, you got to let me beat you at pool every now and again. So you're right, Craig. That's exactly how things came down. He let me beat him at a game of pool today. Meanwhile, I'm looking at the inspector out there, that hole in the backyard. Finally, I got an inspector out there to look at the steel and the plumbing in that pool that we're building. And guess what? It didn't pass inspection. So I called up the guy that's building it, and I told him, basically, if that thing isn't built and isn't running with running water, and we aren't sliding down that thing and on springboards and winning Olympic diving competitions by Saturday, you know what? I'm gonna blow it up. I'm going to toss a stick of dynamite, a hand grenade down in there, and blast the whole thing. And, you know, it might be just the thing to improve it a little bit. Phil Henry Show.